And that was S.G. Goodman from their new album, Planting by the Signs. It is the third album from the Kentucky musician. That song was called Satellite. Here on the Wednesday Morning Show, I'm Andrew DeZingle here with Heather Johnson.
Good morning. We received support from Hot Tubs of Northern Minnesota on Middle School Avenue in Bemidji, offering hot tubs, pool tables, saunas, and more. Learn more online at hottubsmn.com.
And we receive support from the Watermark Art Center in downtown Bemidji with exhibits, classes, and handcrafted original art made by regional artists found in their shop 505. The center is accessible and open to the public. WatermarkArtCenter.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
And looking at weather today, it's going to be sunny with highs 48 to 50 degrees, north-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows 32 to 35, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with highs 45 to 47. Calm wind, overnight lows in the low to mid-30s, and Friday we have a slight chance of rain, cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. And in just a bit, we're going to be joined by Doyle Turner, but right now it's time for the Up North Report.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Minnesota is among a coalition of 25 states suing the Trump administration for suspending SNAP benefits. Over 400,000 Minnesotans receive Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program funds. As the government shutdown drags on, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will be out of funds for SNAP benefits starting next month. But Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the other plaintiffs say that the USDA is illegally suspending benefits. They point to billions in SNAP-specific contingency funds that have long been set aside by Congress. A news release from Ellison says the Trump administration is making a deliberate, illegal, and inhumane choice to not fund SNAP. He says Trump's USDA is, quote, using hungry children as bargaining chips in the fight over the government shutdown. Democrats have blocked Republican bills to temporarily fund the government. Leaders say they want Republicans to negotiate on a bipartisan compromise for expiring health insurance tax credits. A politicized notice posted earlier this week on the USDA website blamed Senate Democrats for the suspension of benefits. Pequot Lakes-based Lakes Area Food Shelf has announced it will open a branch to serve Brainerd and Baxter. The announcement comes as food shelves across the state brace themselves for increased need. Chelsea Perkins shares the details.
The organization says the decision to pursue expansion comes from discussions with Brainerd area nonprofits aimed at addressing growing food insecurity. According to data collected by the food shelf, nearly 200 households served are from Brainerd and Baxter, compared to about 120 from Pequot. Tammy Larson is the director of the food shelf. She says area healthcare organizations serving communities across north central Minnesota send their low-income patients there as well.
Right now, about 38% of our shoppers are coming from Brainerd and further. To go to a food shelf that has nutrient-dense food, that has good hours, but also is like a no-questions-asked. We serve everybody who needs food.
For many people, this means a round trip of 50 miles or more.
It's too hard to see those shoppers traveling so far with cars that aren't necessarily dependable. They don't necessarily have the gas money. Many of them will leave their car running for fear that it might not start.
Currently, the Salvation Army operates the only food shelf in Brainerd. The food shelf there limits visits to once every 30 days, according to the organization's website. Lakes Area Food Shelf is in the process of finalizing a space with the cost of expansion estimated to be $1.7 million. A target date for opening the new facility is early April 2026. Visit KAXE.org for more information on how to get involved. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Governor Tim Walz announced Monday additional state support for Minnesota food shelves with SNAP aid close to running out. But he warns it won't be enough, and aid groups have tips for people organizing to help in their communities. It's expected that already stressed food shelves will see even more demand. Stephanie De La Hose of the group Move for Hunger says if you're inspired to mobilize your neighbors and collect items, it's best to call the local food shelf first and see what's needed.
Your local food pantry might have just gotten a huge donation of boxed mashed potatoes, and you might think you're doing something great by putting together all these sides for Thanksgiving and asking people for boxed mashed potatoes, but that's not really the need.
Standard best practices still apply, including gathering or donating non-perishable food items or giving money directly to the food shelf. That way, the staff has more purchasing power for items like fresh produce and meat. De La Hose says if you have the means and are planning a major buy at a grocery store, it's still better to donate the money because your dollars won't stretch as far. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Upper Red Lake walleye anglers will be allowed a 4-fish possession limit this winter, with one walleye longer than 17 inches allowed. The open water limit was 5 fish this year, but the DNR says it's dropping the bag limit to 4 because the winter fishery is so popular. Fall netting showed the walleye population is in excellent shape, and the lake is full of fish of all sizes. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
And the Up North Report here on KAXE KBXE. You're tuned in to the Wednesday morning show. I'm Andrew DeZingle here with Heather Johnson.
Hey, good morning. And we wanted to mention that today, October 29th, we join stations across the nation to honor the mix of music that you hear daily on KAXE. This is what live, local, and essential sounds like. This is so in our wheelhouse, right?
Absolutely.
All sorts of music all day, picked by different people, just for their shows and just for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a lot of great music coming up today.
Yeah.
There's going to be a 3-hour long special Headwaters with Kari Hedlund going on from 9 to noon today. And then a special Green Cheese Music Edition going on from noon to 1. And then from 1 to 4, On the River with Dave Murphy. And then a special On the River with Will Owens from 4 to 7. And then ending the day is Doug Danger with On the River from 7 to 10 p.m.
It's fantastic.
But I like the phrase of live, local, and essential, and it doesn't get much more live than having a musician join you in the studio. And today we're joined by Doyle Turner.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So on Public Radio Music Day, kind of, Doyle, what has public radio been like for you in being a local musician? What's that relationship like with public radio?
Oh, it's fantastic because as a local musician, my music can be played right alongside of some of the people that I super admire, like a John Prine cut or a Sarah Morris cut. It's just fantastic to be able to have an outlet for what I make.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point of just like On the River. Like, we make a point to feature especially Minnesota artists on our radio shows. And it's like, it's such a treat to be like, hear a friend on the radio.
Exactly.
It is. Yeah. And that's exactly it. It's like, oh yeah, I know him. So yeah, it just blends in so well with everything else we do here and everything we play, which is such a huge variety.
Yeah. So Doyle, what was that like for you hearing your songs, like maybe that first time of like hearing your song on the radio? Cause that's such like it's gotta be like a strange feeling.
Oh, it's thrilling. Absolutely thrilling to hear something that you've created kind of in isolation go out into the ether where anybody can hear it. And I've had a lot of interaction where people will come up to me and say, I was in Harmony one day and people are like, you're Doyle. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. And I don't know you, but that's really cool. I've found such a great support from KAXE over the years. In a lot of ways, my wife and I have been members for years. And it's just, you know, you take something that you make with a small group of people, and then it goes out into an offering to the world, which is perfect.
Yeah. So just to talk about you personally, kind of like, how did you get into performing music?
Well, my dad always sang to us in our house. And so one of the most fondest memories is him playing guitar for us as we went to sleep at night. And my family used to get together on my grandmother's porch and we would play music. And so music was always around. And my dad encouraged me over the years, you know, you need to pursue this a little further. And I always kind of hesitated. And so now I'm trying as best I can. You know, Molly and I moved here in 1994. KAXE was part of the First Friday Folk, like open mic kind of things that, so I was able to perform at those and have, you know, live performances put out on the radio by KAXE. And that was back in 1994. And just throughout the years, it's been just this constant amazement. And now that I'm kind of moving into more of a, you know, the Twin Cities music scene, KAXE, KBXE, it cuts a wide swath. When people talk about you guys up here, this radio program, it's said with a great deal of respect because people know what an impact you have on our community.
Yeah, so now this is kind of a question that puts you on the spot. Is there some artists that maybe you discovered through KBXE? Do you remember like some artists that maybe you discovered hearing them on the air here?
Leon Redbone was one that was played on KAXE long, long ago, and then we ended up going to see him at the Chief Theater. So he was one, but it's always this great, great mix of music that you just never know. Working with other radio stations, I know that they're programmed on a national level, even though they are, you know, within Beltrami County. And so you hear the same kind of thing happening again and again and again throughout the day. And that's not the case when I tune my dial over to KAXE because we've got such a wide variety. And I just love it's a way to explore music and hear new music.
Yeah, you can Shazam your way through an entire day. Right? Who was that?
So earlier this year, we kind of had that, the financial situation we were put in of like a lot of our funding was cut and a lot of people stepped up. And I think a big part of that is because we are featuring not just artists maybe you wouldn't hear on the other radio station, but also local artists here, giving them a voice here on our radio station. And I know a lot of musicians, and Doyle, you're one of them, who asked, like, how can I help the station? And, like, I think that's such a important thing is the relationship we have of not only the radio station, but with local artists, local musicians kind of thing. Like, it's very much a feeling that this radio station of we're all in this together kind of attitude. How would you describe the relationship of public radio with the local music scene?
Oh, I think it's so essential because it's we need one another, right? Artists need an outlet for what they create, and you need listenership. It just draws the community together. I can't tell you how many times, you know, as we raised our kids in this community, we're coming back from whatever, and driving in the car and listening to KAXE, listening to Green Cheese, playing along.
Yep.
It draws such a huge geographical area together and reminds us that we are a community, that we need one another. And it's just, it's a fantastic resource that I think is the envy of the state. And as I listen to other people speak about KAXE.
Yeah, there's nothing also quite like that feeling of being in a car full of people and you're listening to Green Cheese on a drive on a Saturday night. Like,
and half of them will be like, what am I listening to? What is this? And but then you kind of get sucked in by it, right? It's addictive.
Well, you listen to these voices, you know, week after week, and you realize, oh, this person's living at least 3 hours away from me. I've never met them. And I kind of know them because they're calling in every week.
Yes. It's like this community within a community. It's
exactly.
So funny.
And in a world where we're continually drawn into an individual kind of focus, to have this community is essential.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you recently had a couple new singles come out. Like what are you currently working on right now?
I am in a band with my friend Ted Heinishevitz, and it's called The International Treasures. And we did not choose that name for ourselves because it sounds a little pretentious. And I grew up in the northern part of the state, and that sounds a lot like, you know, ringing your own bell. But our friend Matthew French gave us this name, and it's been a wonderful thing. And we just released two singles because in the old days of 45s, singles came with another track, an A-side and a B-side. And we got to work with Minneapolis blues Americana legend Molly Mayer. And she brought us into the studio with some amazing Noah Levy and Isaac Levy and Blair Krivenek. And we were able to record two songs that we put on a 45 vinyl. Yeah,
cool.
So that's kind of our latest project. And of course, I've got some things in the works, because whenever you do a project and it gets out into the world, there's kind of a dip creatively where it's just like, oh, that's that little project that I was loving and holding close is gone now. And it's out into, you know, it belongs to the world now.
Yeah.
So I've got a few things. I found the best thing that cures that little dip is to have the next project. And so we just scheduled some studio time, and we've got a new collaboration that'll happen here over the winter, and I'm incredibly excited about it.
You've got a lot going on. That's great.
Well, a moving target is harder to hit.
Right? That's true.
So another thing I really like, because I know this about you, you were in a songwriting workshop. And the people that you mentioned were also in the group, like Sarah Morris. Like, it seems like you've created your own like music scene across the state together of people that you were in this workshop with together. Kind of what is that like of not only being part of like the local scene here, but also part of kind of statewide scene?
It's amazing, because you talk about community, and you know that social media can draw us apart and cause a lot of division. But in this case, the Singer-Songwriter Songwriting Challenge uses Facebook to draw people together. And I've realized over the past 3 or 4 months that I spend a majority of my time with people that I met 5 years ago through this challenge. Now, the thing that's really cool is KAXE has a huge hand in that. Because I was over in Grand Rapids in the summer of 2019 with my daughter, and we listened to the Great Northern Radio program that Aaron Brown used to do. And so they would bring in artists, and we loved, you know, I got to know Reina Del Cid through that and Thomas X. Yeah. And we were sitting in Grand Rapids, and who should come up to play but this unknown to me, Sarah Morris. And she played a song, There, There. And that song was a song that she had written but had not recorded yet. So I went to look for it on the, I bought her album. It wasn't on the album. I went to look for it, and I found it only through YouTube, because she posts every song that she writes. And in these YouTube videos, she kept mentioning the Singer-Songwriter Songwriting Challenge, and always with an open invitation. And I want to make that clear to everybody. If anybody listening wants to be a part of that, get a hold of me, because we love welcoming new people into the group. And so through that, it took me about 6 months to work up the courage. And in January of 2020, I started writing with that group, and I've written with them ever since. And so I went from somebody who really struggled to put together an EP's worth of songs for my first EP to somebody who's written easily 250 songs.
Wow.
Wow. That's a huge impact. Wow.
And that's because KAXE was sponsoring the Great Northern Radio program.
Wow. So, you sometimes don't even think about, like, there's just like those moments that can happen, and like, just, you never know where that inspiration is going to come from.
Right. And it just really tells you the impact of this radio program, because now I am friends with the people all over the state that I wouldn't have been friends with, wouldn't have collaborated with. And KAXE has got a huge hand in that. So I owe a debt of gratitude.
Oh
my gosh.
Awesome.
What an honor. That's amazing.
So we saw that you brought a guitar with you.
Yeah.
Is it possible we'll hear a song from you?
I would love to play a song. I'm going to play a song that's off of my latest solo project that Sarah Morris produced. So it's called Sticking With You. And it involves, on the recording, it has a woman, Emily Havoc, who I met through the songwriting challenge as well. So this is called Sticking With You. All dressed up, fixed up using that smile. I know these inches, love, I've studied you every mile. You look at me, then look away, looking so good. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate every string you pull. Possibly, how could it be I love you more? Don't have to be, but you offer and I can't ignore. Cart before the horse, don't need motivating, it's true. You can keep your carrot, I'm sticking with you.
I told you so, I'm devoted, that's not news. You can keep your carrot, I'm sticking with you. Yeah, I'm sticking with you. Laugh a little laugh, you whisper, and you're sure it's you I want, you know I don't need nothing more. Eyebrow raised, a smirk, and I'm gone. Oh, my love, this list could just go on and on. You lead, I'll follow, trust I'm there. Don't look back, I'm with you, I'd go anywhere. Cart before the horse, don't need motivating, it's true. You can keep your carrot, I'm sticking with you. Oh, I told you so, I'm devoted, that's not news. You can keep your carrot, I'm sticking with you. Yeah, I'm sticking with you. Long ago I looked at you and found my heart struck with truth, hit between the eyes, and ooh, that's smart. Cart before the horse, don't need motivating, it's true. You can keep your carrot, I'm sticking with you. Oh, I told you so, I'm devoted, that's not news. You can keep your carrot, I'm sticking with you. Yeah, I'm sticking with you. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. All right. That was awesome.
Thank you.
What was the song called again?
It's called Sticking With You, and it was written from the prompt Carrot. We always get a prompt in our singer-songwriter songwriting challenge. And so, of course, I thought of the carrot and the stick idea. And, that song wouldn't exist without the challenge.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you. That is Doyle Turner with us this morning here on the Wednesday Morning Show. Thank you, Doyle, for joining us.
Oh, thank you for letting me come in. Thank you for letting me play a song. Thank you for letting me tell you how impactful KAXE has been on my life.
Well, we appreciate it.
We do.
All right. So we're going to play a tune for you now. This is Casa Overall doing kind of jazz interpretations of hip-hop classics. This is their interpretation of Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That.
We'll be right back.
That was Casa Overall with his version of Rebirth of Slick. Cool Like That. Of course, done by Digable Planets years ago. Cool song.
Very cool. I really like that.
That's Heather Johnson. I'm Andrew DeZingle. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. We receive support from the Bonner Eye Clinic with locations in Grand Rapids and Hibbing, offering cataract surgery, LASIK, and general eye exams. BonnerEyeClinic.com. Let us help you see clearly.
And programming on KAXE is supported by The Rife in Grand Rapids, presenting the Mississippi Hot Club for its Cozy Concert Series, November 2nd at 2 p.m. The group performs jazz and swing selections. Details are at therife.org.
And it is Public Radio Music Day here on KXE, KBXE, and we're kind of having a music-heavy show this morning. We just had Doyle Turner join us here in the studio. In just a bit, Cage Jamber is going to join us in the studio. Very excited for that.
This is such a great morning. Oh, my gosh.
And the sun's starting to come up, but now it's time for From the Vault segment, where we play something from the KBXE vinyl library. And this week, the choice I went with, I went kind of more of the Halloween theme sound.
I like it.
This is Susie and the Banshees from their album Kaleidoscope. This song is called Happy House. And that was Susie and the Banshees with the song Happy House from the album Kaleidoscope. That was, of course, part of From the Vault, where we play something from the KBXE vinyl library as a way to encourage our volunteers here at KBXE to go back to the vinyl library and check out all the great music we got back there, just ready, waiting to be played.
Even though it's haunted.
Oh, what?
The vault is haunted.
When did this happen?
You knew that, right?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Well, I'd love to hear your theories of why it's haunted.
Okay.
That's Heather Johnson. I'm Andrew DeZingel. Support comes from Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the GigaZone, offering fiber optic internet, fast internet speeds up to 10 gig and GigaZone Wi-Fi to support devices wirelessly. Paul Bunyan Communications, Northern Minnesota's local broadband cooperative.
Support for KXE comes from the Timberlake Restaurant in Grand Rapids, featuring Martini Monday each week from 5 to 8 p.m., offering guests martinis and menu items such as chicken Kiev, a Reuben, or fettuccine Alfredo. The dinner menu and additional information are available at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com.
It's time now for Best Wishes. We do our best to wish our friends and neighbors happy birthday and happy anniversary for today, October 29th.
All right, we have a birthday. Gina Walters from Bemidji turns 67 today. Happy birthday, Gina.
And Donna Berglund from Manterville is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Donna.
And Anton Albright is 41 today. Happy birthday, Anton.
And to celebrate, we're going to play a tune from Kiss the Tiger. This song is called Infinite Love. And that was Kiss the Tiger from their new album, Infinite Love. That was the title track. Very cool band. We got to see them at the Chief Theater a couple years back because of KXE. That was before I started working here. And they were doing concerts at the Chief Theater.
Yeah.
And I remember the town was hyped for that show.
Absolutely.
That's Heather Johnson. I'm Andrew DeZingel. If you have a birthday or anniversary to share, text us at 218-326-1234. And here at KXE today, we're celebrating Public Radio Music Day all day by turning up the volume on what makes us live, local, and essential Tune in all day for programming that celebrates the music we bring to you each and every day. And earlier we had Doyle Turner joining us live in the studio, and now we have another live guest. It's Cage Jamber.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, Cage, and you're kind of in a special situation because not only are you a local musician we feature here, but you also volunteer DJ here at the station.
Absolutely. You know, that's a good way just to make sure I can play 3 hours of my own music on the river, force it on the people.
Yeah, you can bump up the numbers and say, like, here, I've been featured on the radio at least times this month.
But really, it is a fun way to expand your musical vocabulary by DJing on the river and getting access to the KXE library, seeing kind of what picks the staff has put out there for you and hearing something that you wouldn't normally hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Cage, today is Public Radio Music Day, and as a local musician, kind of what role has public radio played in your musical career?
I think that's a long time ago. My dad worked at KXE back at the ICC location, and so I think having him be exposed to new music all the time also trickled into my life. And so starting at a young age, just having access to the sounds of KAXE, shaping the music that I like to listen to. But now I think that public radio, it delivers you human music. It's not, you're not following some algorithm. So you're learning from that. You're also hearing about shows and events that are happening. And a lot of friends will kind of hype you up if you're on the river, and they'll text like, hey, we should jam sometime, or that was a cool song, who was that? Just kind of really bringing people together in that sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you have such a long history with the station. I just think that's so cool that you're still a volunteer DJ, because you were volunteering when you were probably too little to volunteer on your own.
I'd go with my parents when I was 5, and I would record some things in there, say some words. I didn't totally know what I was doing or what it was, but I knew that it was important.
That's awesome. Well, we're happy that you're still here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
And like, I think that's something that a local musician should know more about, is like the idea of, like, if you have a new album coming out, bring it to the station. Like, we would love to feature it here at the station. Mm-hmm. And so for you, Cage, of what is that process like of do you think about, like, oh, this could be played on the radio, this song I'm recording? Is that something that's in your thought process when you're creating music?
You know, it is there. I think that for my creation process, I'm just kind of stumbling around and seeing what sticks from time to time. And then sometimes it's like, oh, you know what? This song should be played on the radio. I think this should be on KAXE. And then other times I have a song that I'm like, this should not be on the radio, you know? So I think that having KAXE as an outlet in my mind, in the creative process, can change the direction of some things that I'm working on as well.
Sure thing.
Yeah, and you were talking about kind of discovering music through the radio station. And one of those projects I discovered was your project, Bearland, that you did. Gosh, it's got to be like 7 years ago we were talking.
Yeah, it's been a while. That was a fun project.
Yeah, you had the one EP, and like, I thought every song was in on Fantastic. When I was volunteering at the time, there was no way I didn't have a show where I wouldn't feature at least one song on there. And was in the city that... I know you're the lead vocals on that. Did you also, were you like the head writer of that?
That was the one song that they let me write, yeah.
Wow. So,
that was a fun one. That project was kind of just like KXE. It was taking all these influences and people from the community and coming together to make something pretty beautiful. That was like Barrett Dybing and Eric Haugen, Ireland, and Garlic Brown did the EP for us. Let's see, I think Barrett got famous, Eric moved to Germany, Erlen's in Norway. So I think that, Garlic Brown's got the record store now. So we're all, you know, that was a stepping stone for us.
Yeah, it was such a cool little project of just like an amalgamation. What's the word I'm looking for?
Amalgamation.
There we go. Like all these people that I knew of from the community all working on a project together. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to hear that, everyone's doing well. And you also have solo albums as well. Mm-hmm. And what are you currently working on, a current project right now?
I'm currently just kind of getting some ideas. I got a dog recently, and she takes up a lot of time. So finding a new way to be creative. I used to maybe not have the best time management with music. I would sit down to record something, and it would be several hours later and I'm like, you know, I should probably eat dinner or take a shower or something like that, you know. So having the dog helps me to stay focused on things that are important outside of recording music. But I think that we all kind of feel the dark time coming in the winter with daylight savings. So I'm kind of buckling down a little bit and exploring some new sonic possibilities with some older synths that I have, incorporating those with some acoustic guitar, different recording techniques. So I'm kind of just playing around in that stage at the moment.
It's fun to imagine you just becoming so focused, you know, and like, what does this sound like? And what does this sound like that you're forgetting to eat? So it's definitely good that you got a dog, Kate.
Yes. She's like, we both need to eat right now. So.
It's important reminders.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that can be part of the creative process is, do you lean too much into a perfectionist or can you allow mistakes to kind of grow into something else and finding that balance?
So. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
So I'm always curious in the songwriting process, what is it like for you? Like when it comes to, are you working on like the melody first or do you have like lyrics going into a song? Like what is your creative process like for songwriting?
Yeah, I think that's, it's really just whenever the moment kind of strikes, I can have a song where I've written maybe some lyrics first and then I'm figuring out a way to incorporate the melody and the music with that. Or it may be that I have a little pattern I've been playing on the guitar that I just can't get out of my head, and then the words come later. Or it could be I just sit down and somehow the song just pops out, you know. Or it could be a three-month process. every song is a bit different in that way.
Sure.
So with Public Radio Music Day, kind of putting you on the spot here, you were talking about how the station has kind of like expanded your musical vocabulary. Is there any artists that stand out to you that you heard first through here, through the station?
Yeah, I mean, I first heard G Love and Special Sauce through KXE a long time ago. Another childhood favorite was the Mississippi All-Stars. So they had that song Shake 'Em On Down. And I remember just being a kid and hearing G Love and those other bands playing. And I think also with KXE, like just sitting with like Dan Gannon when I was doing my training for volunteer, every single song I was taking notes. I'm like, okay, what song is this? Got to look them up. Okay, who is this? And then luckily when the music would play, Dan would turn and tell me the history of these bands or when he saw these bands in concert. And so just learning, you're always learning new things here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all of our volunteers, I don't know, well, and, you know, obviously you and Dan and Jennifer, they have this, like, encyclopedic knowledge.
Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing is, like, we all have our different kind of what we know kind of thing. Like, what, like, I hear from other DJs, like, they're talking about artists I'd never heard of, and they're, like, given the whole history of it. It's like, that's the great thing about the station is there's always something new to discover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And so, Cage, we saw you also brought a guitar with you.
I did, yes.
All right. What are we going to be hearing from you?
I think so. I recently recorded, or recently in my time frame, a two-song thing that I released online and some live stuff on YouTube as well. It's a collab or a combination song. It's called Golden Life, and then the B-side of that is called Kerosene. And today I'd like to play Golden Life.
All right. Here we go. This is Cage Jamber here on the Wednesday Morning Show.
Well, he made the bed and lies in it to wonder how it could have been to stick out from the covers, isolate between the rain and thunder. Take me by the hand and lead me into color. Well, how could I possibly have stepped into this golden life? Well, how could I possibly have stepped into this golden life? Penny on the ground, a scent of clover. Dizzy as the record spins to closure. Well, turn me on to your B-side and over. Busy as two hands will wander closer. Well, how could I possibly have stepped into this golden life? Well, how could I possibly have stepped into this golden life? Well, how could I possibly have stepped into this golden life?
Awesome.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, so Cage, you mentioned that you have it on the, on YouTube channel. Like, where can people keep track of like what your latest music news updates are?
Yeah. Good question. It's hard to be, like in, what they call it, independent musician and do everything on your own, because there's always something new out there. And that's kind of going back to what public radio is really amazing at. It's hard to keep up with algorithms and who's what Spotify, or what the kids are not on Spotify anymore. They're on something else, or here's that, you know. So it's really hard to keep up with that. And not only, the, you know, kind of the maybe more shady sides of online music distribution. So I've really just kind of been putting stuff on YouTube when I feel like it. And once every couple of years, I might put something on Spotify. So if you sign up for the alerts on that, keep your eyes and ears open. But otherwise, like you said, just getting word of mouth out through KAXE. I had a concert recently, and Malachi mentioned it on the radio. And that's one awesome thing about public radio, is you're able to stay into tune with your community that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Cage, for taking time for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Now we're going to play a tune for you. This is a new one from the artist Sunny Sweeney. This song is called Find It Where I Can. Thank you.
This is the set list on KAXC, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are looking at five shows this week, Friday through Sunday, October 31st to November 2nd, in Baxter, Brainerd, Bemidji, and Grand Rapids. Starting things off with some Halloween shows, Scarlet Woods is playing Friday at Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter. She is a talented guitarist and singer-songwriter who mixes folk and jazz and specializes in seven-string jazz guitar. 6 p.m. this Friday at Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter. In Brainerd, Smokin' Joe is playing a Halloween show with Costume Party at Coco Moon, 7 p.m. He is a one-man band funk and rock musician who plays lead guitar for fellow Twin Cities rocker Allure. Smokin' Joe this Friday at Coco Moon in Brainerd. In Bemidji, indie rocker Foxbee is playing a spooky Halloween show at Bridget's Irish Pub. The Mosey Palisari-led project have recently been in the studio working on a new album. It's Friday night, 9 p.m. in Bemidji. Even later on Halloween, the Pines Restaurant in Grand Rapids is hosting a dance party with yours truly DJing. It runs from 10 p.m. to 1 in the morning. Costumes are encouraged, and I'll be spinning a spooky mix of funk, soul, and disco records. Late night at the Pines in Grand Rapids. Finally, there are two chances to see jazz band the Mississippi Hot Club Saturday in Bemidji and Sunday in Grand Rapids. Now based in the Twin Cities, the group has strong ties to northern Minnesota and are deeply inspired by Django Reinhardt and Sam Miltich. Saturday, they are playing Bridget's Irish Pub at 6 p.m. and Sunday at the Rife Center's Cozy Concert Series in Grand Rapids at 2 p.m. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and we'll post the latest edition every Wednesday at kaxe.org.
All right, the set list here on the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle here with Heather Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning. We receive support from the Lake Country Journal, a lifestyle magazine since 1997, a local publication sharing stories from the heart of Minnesota about the places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. LakeCountryJournal.com.
And it's time to get rid of that old car, truck, or boat before you're stuck with it another winter. KAXE's CARS program makes it quick and easy. We'll even tow it away for free. The proceeds from your unwanted vehicle become fuel for your favorite community radio station. Visit kaxe.org/cars to get your car donation started, or call me, Heather, at 218-326-1234 for more info.
And this Public Radio Music Day, join us in celebrating the sounds of northern Minnesota. Public radio music is live, local, and essential. And together we can keep it that way, because it's also, on top of Public Radio Day, Public Radio Music Day, it's also Member Appreciation Week here at KXE KBXE.
Yes, I think this might be my favorite week.
Wow.
I love it. I've heard from so many people, and we have so many events where we can meet people and talk to people and get texts from people. So it's been a fantastic week. And, you know, the whole reason we're doing it is because when we lost federal funding this summer, it seemed like everybody stepped up to support us, and we raised $170,000 in a matter of a few weeks. Which is incredible. It's incredible. And so this is kind of our way of taking the time to do some extra special things and say thank you, and also just to connect. Like, we want to hear from you. We love talking to our members. So come to an event, say hi, see the station. Very low commitment, and we are very not scary, I promise.
Yeah, yesterday we had coffee and donuts here in Bemidji and here and in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
It was great seeing so many fellow KBXers hanging out together, drinking coffee, eating donuts, talking about songs they like, what are you up to, what projects are you working on, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like in recent times, it seems like there is kind of a search and need for community more than ever, it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to be a space for that.
We're the perfect space for that, because if you love music, if you just love local, we're right here, you know? And it's a great place to just to talk about music, to talk about what are you charged up about? What album do you really love? You know, whether it's old or new, and you will find music enthusiasts for sure. And just people who like to chat and who know what's going on in the community. And it's always a great time. So and we encourage you to come out.
Yeah, we have two special events going on tonight, both in Grand Rapids and Bemidji tonight. In Grand Rapids, it's going to be Judge the Jam from 6 to 8 at Clock Out Brewing in Grand Rapids. You can listen to new songs, and then you let us know what you think. We'll have, like, a rating system, and, like, after the song plays, people will, like, show their numbers of, like, what they thought of that song. People will talk about, like, what did you like about it, what you didn't like about it. We did something very similar in my early days of volunteering here at KBXC, and we were just in this studio here, and talking about music, that's how I discovered Brandi Carlile was during that time. Okay. Like, I hadn't heard of her before. And the Firewatcher's Daughter album was coming out at that time. And Kari Hedlund played one of the songs from that album. I was like, who is this? This is fantastic.
Yeah. And I think it's just fun to hear, you know, the differing opinions about music, especially new music you've never heard before. So that's going to be great.
And then here in Bemidji from 6 to 8 at Bridget's Pub, we have Guess the Groove, where you can join us for a fun musical game. We play about 20 seconds to 30 seconds of a song for you, and then you have to guess the name of the musician and the name of the song. It's going to be a fun little thing. We also have Ziggy, our local music aficionado here in town, who's going to be a lifeline for teams here, where if you're stuck on a song, you can hand in your Ziggy token, which we have tokens with Ziggy's face on it that you worked on, Heather, that look fantastic.
I hope Ziggy approves. We're assuming Ziggy approves. So, and he's fantastic. The event is going to be so much fun. And we're so grateful that we have these people in our community who want to be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And tonight, we're doing five rounds, and each round is going to be a different decade. And we're going to kind of bounce around from decade to decade. Like, the first round will be the 60s, second round the 2000s, third round, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we'll
and it's not Halloween themed songs. We just want to be very clear. These are just like pop-ish songs.
Right.
That you would have heard of, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, we are joined by our very own DJ Dang here this morning.
What's going on?
Wow, this is a surprise. We weren't expecting you.
I'm here on the wrong morning.
Just kidding. We've been hyping you up all morning.
I brushed my teeth just to come here.
I was going to say, you know he works here, right, Andrew?
So in just a bit, we're going to be doing a little something we haven't done on the morning show here, where we are going to play some spooky.